Today, we do not seek to impose our vision on others, but we are convinced that certain rights are universal. Not American rights or European rights or rights for developed nations, but the birthrights of people everywhere, now enshrined in the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights. The right to be treated with dignity, the right to express one's opinions, to choose one's own leaders, to associate freely with others, and to worship or not freely, however one chooses. In the last letter of his life, the author of our Declaration of Independence and our third president, Thomas Jefferson, said then that all eyes are opening to the rights of man. I believe that in this time, at long last, 172 years after Jefferson wrote those words, all eyes are opening to the rights of men and women everywhere. Over the past two decades, a rising tide of freedom has lifted the lives of millions around the world, sweeping away failed dictatorial systems in the former Soviet Union throughout Central Europe, ending a vicious cycle of military coups and civil wars in Latin America, giving more people in Africa the chance to make the most of their hard-won independence. And from the Philippines to South Korea, from Thailand to Mongolia, freedom has reached Asia's shores, powering a surge of growth and productivity.